Trio from Duran Duran. Gotta like that all the way back to the 80s. Laguna's only FM. KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Good afternoon, I'm Johnny, and I'm joined in studio. Got a couple of the volunteers with me that helped us out at the Healthy Girl Festival yesterday.
Yeah.
Angel Alger is here.
Hello, hello.
And the lovely Kim Thacker.
Hello.
Hello, Kim. So, good event yesterday. Good turnout.
Awesome.
A lot of healthy girls. A lot of stuff to find out about. There was live entertainment. There was a really good band on stage.
Yours truly.
Yes.
The four girls from Local Girls that were just wonderful.
Five. Yeah, that was the name of the band, Yours Truly. So,
no, not me.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Very good. And I am feeling healthier already.
Yeah.
I met some wonderful people.
Saw a good film.
Still got to see the film.
Yeah.
About Malala.
Okay.
She is
that was good. But there was a whole lot of,
of the weekend.
There was a lot of 40 or 50 vendors out there with a lot of good stuff for healthy living and stuff like that. One of them was very popular. We brought her in studio too. Her name is Susan Huff.
Oh, thanks for having me in.
Susan's from Living Your Gifts. It's ancient wisdom for modern times. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, do you want to know how I got started in that? I started with a teacher named Sabanfu Somei. I've worked in mental health for, I don't want to say how long, 30 some years. And I met this woman who wrote this book called The Spirit of Intimacy and fell in love with this book and found her. And I've been studying with her for 15 years. And in this beautiful village in Burkina Faso, West Africa, the Dagara, when a mother is pregnant, the women gather and the woman that's pregnant goes into a trance and the baby speaks what its gift is and what it's going to need to be supported in that gift. And I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, I believe that. And that's when I realized we've forgotten that ancient wisdom. We've forgotten how to connect with that deeper calling that we're all here to be.
Well, there were so many people at your booth and you were doing what, mind reading or clairvoyant stuff or rocks? What was the deal with the rocks?
Well, in the Dagara tradition, and it's 2014 is the mineral year. So it's the year that you can change your story and bring in the new story or actually activate the deeper story and the deeper calling that resides in you. So it's the year. If you're ready to change it, it's time. Let's do it.
Interesting.
You know?
Well, what a fascinating story. To find a book, you find the author, and then you actually go live in West Africa.
I didn't live in West Africa. She lives in West Africa. She teaches and lives in Sacramento. She's here part-time. And what happened was someone accidentally gave me her phone number. And I thought, what's this woman? She's written like three books at the time, and she doesn't have an answer machine. And every once in a while, this woman would answer and say, well, she's not here right now. And I'd be thinking, well, come on, where is she? Well, she was in Africa. So I called one day. She answered the phone, and she said, yes. And I said, yes, what? She said, I'll do whatever you want. Call my assistant tomorrow. And that's how my relationship started with her.
Well, tell us about the things you were doing at the booth yesterday.
The booth. Well, what I was doing is I was helping these young girls starting to get in touch, and women, because I did it with both, to get in touch with that inner part of who they are, that gift that's unique and special to them, and helping them to change a story that's been working them. So with the younger girls, it was more like, what's that thing you tell yourself over and over that's not positive? And how can we get rid of that? And what they believe in the Dagara traditions is you activate your stories in your bones. So what I was doing is, they're minerals, and so we had rocks. And so we did it with the rocks because that will help you activate what you want to get rid of and also what you want to bring in.
Interesting. I just think it's fascinating. And I believe you're so in touch. Like, did you have a special gift before you met her? And this reason you read the book you realized that? And
is it an intuition?
Have really always listened really well to my intuition, but I think I've always loved people. I mean, I've always had this ability to see the best in somebody and then help them to bring that best part of it out. And then I think the more I started working in this arena, it opened my intuition in a deeper way. So I can see somebody, and I work through the African medicine wheel, and I don't necessarily always read it through the medicine wheel, but I read it more with the emotional energy I'm picking up from the person.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's more emotional. I do emotional.
Right.
I work in the emotional arena. I don't work in the head arena. I work in the kind of heart and feel into somebody and then come from that place.
And And to answer your question, Johnny, it's not a fortune telling. It's not a, what it was just having us be aware of that story. And
well, I was talking to her and she goes, well, you're the type of person that likes to do this. And then she didn't, I never even met her before.
Well, she pegged a lot. It was very exciting. Very exciting.
I do peg people. But what I really want to peg people in doing is really tapping into that own wisdom that they can like get what they have and really then move it forward in a bigger way.
Okay.
Or their awareness and, of that
yes.
story.
And absolutely. The rock, I would think, is that, you know, you have a closure. Like anything in your life that you don't want, it's like a closure to throw that rock away. And then you get a new rock, and you put, and then you get in your mind with your new
what's that?
Mantra.
Real story.
Well, you said you were taking the rocks that we told our story to, and we gave them back to you. And you...
I took them to the water.
Exactly. And you disposed of them in the water.
I said prayers. Away. For everybody and then gave it to the water spirits.
And then what we did after that was we went over and picked a rock out of a basket and we painted on it. And she told us to take our time and to think about our future. So while you're creating a little art on this new stone, a rock.
Okay.
We did that and then we let them dry and we came back and we picked them up and now they're with us.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and play a couple of songs. And when we come back, we're going to tell people how they can get more involved with what you do and
great.
What you do here in Laguna Beach.
Thank you so much.
Hey, not a problem. We're going to hear some music right now by the Augustines on Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5.
Breaking the equipment, Johnny.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. We all want money. Those are the Flying Lizards on Laguna's Only FM. KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. Good afternoon. I'm Johnny. And in studio with me is Susan Huff. Of Living Your Gifts, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Times. Also, Kim Thacker and Angel Alger here. They're a couple of volunteers from the Healthy Girl Festival yesterday. And we are talking with Susan. We've got people calling in saying they wanted to hear more and find out more about this stuff. So what types of things can you offer the public here in Laguna Beach?
Well, I do a couple things in Laguna Beach. I do a women's circle. I do a mom's circle. I do a teenage project through Wisdom Spring, which is putting wells in Burkina Faso, West Africa, and other neighboring countries in Africa.
Okay, for those of us not in the know, what is a women's circle?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a circle where we come together to support each other in bringing our gifts out more fully. And through that, we do rituals and meditations, and you usually leave with something really cool.
Oh, and they do that, is this at the beach, or is
no,
this at park?
No, I do it at my home.
Oh, okay. So you live right around
I here. Live right here in Laguna Beach.
Oh, that's perfect for people in Laguna Beach, because we don't like to leave the bubble very often. So.
I know.
So when something exciting like that is going on, we can do that here. So in addition to the circles, what else can people get involved with?
Well, I do womb cleansings. I do all kinds of rituals. I have a wonderful business partner, Jen Hutchinson, who helps me to do all this, and she's just amazing. And I believe when we work together, more wonderful things come out. You have to be in community, and with community, the world can change.
Great. And you have a Facebook page. It's called Living Your Gift. Just type that out.
Living Your Gifts.
Your Gifts, yeah. And it pops up there, and there's a lot of information on there, and you can contact Susan through that. And do you have anything coming up that we need to be aware of?
Well, I have my teacher who's coming into town, Sabanthu Somay. She'll be here May 30th and 31st. So if you go to livingyourgifts.com, you can see the information on that. And I do an ongoing women's circle every other Thursday, and my next one's this Thursday evening. So if you're interested, you can give me a call.
That's Art Walk Night.
It's Art Walk Night.
Sure. Good way to do that. Those in the evenings, or
it's from 7 to 8:30.
Okay.
And I only can take up to 15 people, so.
So you better get in touch with her quick.
Better get in touch with me
if you want to be in the circle this Thursday.
All right. I also do one on Mondays.
On Mondays, is that mm-hmm. to say?
That's during the day. It's 10 to 12. So.
10 to 12. Get mm-hmm. involved with that. Well, great. Well, you guys have any other questions for Susan?
Wow, about a million. But I can sure see why. Laguna loves her. I mean, just with the community here and everything, I just see her future being very bright. And thank you so much for putting it all together.
You. Well, I love it here. It's so beautiful. How can you not appreciate just walking outside and seeing where you live?
Yeah. Clearly. Beautiful person for beautiful Laguna.
Okay.
We are so lucky.
Thank
We're
you.
So lucky to have met you. And it's just really an honor and a privilege.
Well, I feel the you. Same to you, too. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Susan.
Well, feel free to contact me again sometime. And if you want to stop in and talk about anything else, and we'll get people up to date with more ancient wisdom for modern times.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank you
Susan.
So much.
Susan, that's Susan Huff from Living Your Gifts. on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. And we're going to roll through this Monday afternoon. We'll get through it together. So right now it's the Government Mule, generational alt-rock, KX93.5.